This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We wanted to say that when we speak about these dilemmas, when we speak about these topics, we're not necessarily focusing in on individual people. We're
The dilemma gives us the idea and then we talk broadly about it in like a more general setting.
Yeah. We aren't medical professionals or counsellors.
We aren't medical professionals.
So on an actual genuine serious note, you should always seek expert help if you feel like you need it, because we're just normal people like you. So
like,
we can give our opinions, we can give our advice, but we're just advising that I would advise you or you would advise me.
Exactly.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Howdy. It's girl talk time. It's Wednesday.
It's back. It's the girls' bathroom. Happy Wednesday.
Howdy, howdy. Are you wearing pink?
I'm wearing black.
I'm wearing lilac and yellow, so...
At least you're kind of closer
Maybe
than me.
Maybe we should.
My drink is pink.
Oh, your nails are pink.
My nails are pink.
I have a bit of pink on my nails.
You've got a little bit of pink.
We're talking about, you know, because someone says we are pink.
Someone says we are. My phone case is pink.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, yeah, so it's girl talk. We have some interesting ones here, actually. And we have some interesting topics that we're going to talk about as well.
We do. The stuff which I think as women and as young girls
everyone is thinking about and dealing with.
Like when I was 16, maybe when I was 17, I'd like to have heard this discussed.
Me too.
By like females that I liked.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean?
So hopefully you like us.
Because we
want to hear what we have to say.
We only had each other to talk about these things.
Yeah, like when we were a bit younger. We didn't, because you don't have an older sister, I don't have an older sister.
Exactly.
We didn't really have any older girlfriends.
No. So and we were kind of just, we didn't really have any other friends in general.
Yeah.
So we were kind of just like figuring out.
So we're going to try and be like that older sister that you kind of need sometimes. Baby. Okay, so we're going to start with our Instagram shout out.
We are indeed, and this goes to Melissa's Wardrobe.
So we love her a lot. She's like this really cool stylist.
She is a celebrity fashion stylist. She's so cool. Her outfits are all
amazing.
Insane.
You should all follow her. I take a lot of inspo. I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
She's incredible. Because her whole life is clothes.
Yeah.
Her clothes are impeccable.
Impeccable. Like, and the outfits are just pristine.
I'm literally looking now and it's just like, whoa. She looks amazing. Like, oh my God, I'm still scrolling.
So, we love you. So let's get into the girls' bathroom, episode 8.
Fuck me.
God, so after this one, we have one more girl and boy and that's it.
Well, that's it for this season.
Well, yeah, for this season.
We're not disappearing.
For this season, don't worry, we're coming back.
Jeez Louise.
So yeah, episode 8, Girl Talk, let's go for it. We'll start with this dilemma. So I really like this girl.
Yeah.
So I'm a fashion design intern at a really great company.
Wow, well done.
Really great company in Germany. I really love the people I work with and the brand itself, as I've been given a lot of responsibilities and opportunities.
Yeah.
She told us the brand, but she doesn't want the brand's name on the podcast, but I'll just mouth it to you so you can get it.
Oh,
it's an amazing brand.
Jesus!
Yeah. So the problem I'm facing is that I'm very shy and have not really made any friends here.
Right.
The city I'm living in is very quiet, not much to do. The friends I have made never invite me out, and I think it's because I don't really put myself out there enough. I miss my family and my boyfriend at home so much, and it's really hard to fly back because it's not often a direct flight to where I live.
Where's she living? Abroad.
She's in Germany, but I guess because she can't get a direct flight sometimes, it just makes it so much longer, doesn't it? It's really starting to have a negative impact. However, I have finished my studies and the company are starting to offer me a permanent position for really good money.
Wow.
It's really tempting to offer to accept this offer because I'm not from a wealthy background and I really want to be able to afford to buy my mum nice things she deserves, which is really sweet. Aww. If I turn this opportunity down and move back home, I have no other plans and therefore won't be earning any money at all, but back with my family, with my boyfriend. I'm not sure about this problem. Do you have any advice? Blah, blah, blah.
Right. First off, how long has she been out there?
So she's been out there for 3 months.
Okay. I think you've got to stick at it.
Me too.
Like, if you were telling us that you've been there for 2 years and you've still not made a friend, then I'd be like, look, okay, there's something wrong here. Yeah. I think you need to go home. But 3 months is... generally, it's not long at all.
You need to... it's like when people go
to uni. You need to stick it out. Yeah.
Or when people start on it and they're like, oh, I hate it.
And they've been
I've not made any friends. Yeah. I'm going to come home. Like, you need to... I think you at least need to give it like 6 months to a year.
Yes, 100%.
Maybe 6 months. Yeah, I don't know.
I think
really give it a shot.
You do.
Really give it the chance that it deserves. Because think, you should be so... you've got here and this amazing company. This is like a job that a lot of people would dream
about. This brand is huge. And like, this position is amazing. The fact that they're offering you a permanent role,
you
which
must be amazing
is a
at your
lot
job.
Of money.
Yeah.
You're there for a reason. You've worked hard. And the thing is, right, the people who you're working with, they obviously have the same interests as you.
Yes.
They will have been in the same position as you before. Maybe they're being a bit closed off because you're new and they don't trust you yet or whatever.
Or maybe they just sort of think like, oh, she's quite shy. Maybe they're thinking, I'm not really sure if she likes us.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you're like you said, if you're not putting yourself out there...
Then,
you know, because think about it. If you were in a group of six and you're very comfortable in this group of six, you've got all these friends, you wouldn't necessarily voluntarily go out to some random stranger and bring them in the group if they're not putting them and being like, hi, you're a lover.
So
put yourself out there a bit more. Make more of an effort with these people. Then maybe they'll see that you want to be a part of the friendship
group. And the thing is, I imagine there will be some sort of work night out.
Exactly. So
there's going to be a Christmas thing where
things are going to be happening.
Where you're going to be invited. Yeah. And I think sometimes alcohol, I'm not saying that you need alcohol.
It's a liquid courage.
But sometimes when alcohol is involved, everyone is more comfortable.
Yeah.
And
everyone just loosens up a bit.
Everyone is more willing to chit chat.
Yes.
If I was very nervous and was the only one there, if I had, you know, a few drinks,
it would help.
I'd relax and be like, hi, I'm Chintia.
Yes.
I think sometimes that's what you need. So
work parties are always a great way to bond.
100%. In the workplace, look, if it's lunchtime and you're all going to the, I don't know, whatever. God, that's a really nice skirt.
Yeah.
I think sometimes all it takes is
a few compliments.
Or just like, how's your day going? Like, sometimes you've just got to be that kind stranger. I know it's awkward. I fucking hate
but
doing it sometimes.
But that's what you need to do.
But like, oh, wow, I love that lip colour.
Yes.
You know,
what is that?
What is that? That's gorgeous. And then they're like, oh my God, season's really nice.
Just be that friendly face. And the longer you're there, the more familiar people are going to be with you.
And the more comfortable they're going to be with you.
And especially once you've got this permanent position. Because people might right now, maybe seeing you as some sort of intern.
And maybe people come and go a lot.
Yes.
And they might think, oh, I'm not going to get close to it because she's going to get sent back soon.
It's not worth building a relationship.
Exactly. So I think time.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely stick at it. As tempting as it is to go home, like you said, you've got no like job prospects at home right now. And you've got this amazing job where you are.
I think
so stick with it at 100,000%.
To conclude, stick with it for a year. Give yourself a year. It's not that long. You've got like 7 months to go, right?
Yeah.
Give it a year. If after a year it's no one, you've not got any friends, then maybe consider returning.
Maybe consider it. You've got longer than 7 months, actually. That's 10.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's 12
11,
months
12.
A year. Shit, that was
You've got 9 months left. That's enough time for 9 months for a whole human to be born.
Before you know it, you know,
you'll be settled in.
Jenny is going to be like, Susan, would you like to come out with us tonight? We're going to go get pizza. Boom, you've got friends.
Yeah. And also, like, the workplace isn't the only place you can meet friends. Like, you will meet friends just out and about the most random circumstances that you might find yourself in. Next dilemma. Would you like to read it?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I'm just going to have a sip of my pink drink.
Absolutely. So
this one's interesting.
Right. This is quite long. So the little description is, how do I make peace with the girl my boyfriend cheated with?
Yeah.
Hey girls, bear with me. This might be a long dilemma. My boyfriend and I were exclusively dating. Brackets, not yet official. But you're exclusive, babe.
So
right?
Basically, so you're basically official. You're exclusive. Exclusive means we're not going to see anyone else.
Exclusive means we're monogamous, yeah. Right? For a whole year when he kissed another girl at a house party. So, oh my God, they were exclusive for a year.
Wow.
That's a long time to just be under the exclusive label.
Yeah, just under that bracket.
Okay, so this guy's kissed another girl at a house party. Snooze. We don't like you. It was absolutely him in the wrong. However, this girl knew we were dating and still pursued him as well. Ugh. I'm so sorry. He immediately regretted it, called me the next morning to tell me what happened, and we've worked through it.
Okay.
Okay, good for you. Today we have been officially boyfriend and girlfriend for almost a year, and I have forgiven...
Oh, so now they're official.
Then they've been official for
so
a year.
So basically you've been 2 years together.
Yes. And I have forgiven and forgotten what happened. I had never met the girl, however...
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? This makes me... Because if I was in this position and I saw this female...
Oh, my God.
I'd actually throw up in her face. However, earlier this month, she started going out with one of his best friends.
Fuck. Oh, so you're like a little four.
Oh, fuck that. So she has been at every outing I have been to with them recently.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I know that if I have forgiven him, I should forgive her.
Yeah.
But I'm finding it really hard and uncomfortable to be around her. And it's opening up old wounds I thought I had already laid to rest.
Yeah.
Naturally,
right? Yeah.
I don't want to be a drama, and I love the idea of women supporting women, but how do I become more comfortable around her knowing she kissed my boyfriend while she knew we were dating? It's snaky, isn't it? Do I have a conversation with her about it or keep the peace and sweep it under the rug? She was nice to me when she met me, and I know she's not after my man anymore, but I just can't imagine what girl does that to another girl.
True.
Big love from Australia. Wow, Australia,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Australia, wow.
Right.
So this is difficult because I feel like often when girls get cheated on, they're like, who is that girl? I hate that girl.
Yes.
There's that idiot girl, blah, blah, blah.
That girl!
So it's almost like girls seem to get more angry at the girl than their own boyfriend.
Yes, because you forgave your boyfriend, you love him.
Yeah, like you've forgiven your boyfriend, yes. And he's the one that betrayed you. The friend didn't really betray you because she wasn't your boyfriend. She was just a random girl.
Firstly,
yes, she knew, yes. But like you can't forgive her for not thinking about you. She doesn't know you. She doesn't care.
I think, firstly, you are absolutely in the right to be thinking like this. I think it's natural.
I would. I'd be like, who is she?
If anything, I'd be going even crazier. I'd be like, we're not going. If she said we're not going.
But at the same time, like that's not right,
I know,
is it?
It's not right.
Like, it's how we all think, but it's not right.
It's not
like
right.
If you're going to stay with your boyfriend and forgive your boyfriend, you should have forgiven the girl way before
it's
that.
It's just every time you're seeing this girl's face, you're seeing her pursue him when she knew that you were with him.
But also I think it's almost like the kind of jealousy because you're looking at her and thinking, wow,
would he prefer,
my boyfriend cheated on me and you know, sacrificed our relationship to have a kiss with you. And it's
also
that almost like annoyance. You are annoyed at your boyfriend, but you're annoyed at him because of her.
And you're thinking that, oh my God, he must be attracted to her in some sort of way.
Because they've got together.
And therefore making yourself feel insecure. And then you're then thinking, does he want her again?
Yeah.
Is he liking her? Does he like her more than just that kiss?
Yeah.
You know, why did he want her?
In that moment. He really jeopardized what he had a year with you for one little kiss with that girl. That's why it's really annoying because that's why you're annoyed at the girl because it's like, you did that to my boyfriend.
Because, you've forgiven your boyfriend, but you're still thinking of this.
Yeah.
Now, you can't close this off.
No.
She stood there in front of your face.
In front of you.
And she kissed your boyfriend. Friend.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think, to be honest, maybe don't. Like, at the end of the day, what good is it going to do by bringing it up?
I think the thing
is, it's going to make you look insecure and weak. It's going to, like, what good is it going to do? It's not going to make her disappear. It's not going to change how you feel at all by getting it out there, I don't think.
At the end of the day, you've made it through and you've come out the other end and you've been together for a while now and your relationship seems stronger.
Yeah.
I think bringing it up with your boyfriend is just going to cause issues.
Just bringing it
back
again.
And he's going to be like, do you not trust me anymore?
We've been through this.
You forgave me. Why are you still... naturally, you're still thinking about it, but he's going to be like, why are you still on about this?
Yeah.
We've moved on. It was a mistake.
I think you kind of almost need to sweep it under the rug. As much as, like, it's so hard to... Because you're going to be like, oh, there's that girl.
You don't need to be best friends with her. Ignore her. Like, do not talk to her because it's just going to make it. Do not look at her. And do your best to avoid the situations where she's going to be, right?
Yeah, like, to be honest, if that was me, like, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm not going. And you don't have to be a drama queen. Just be like, I don't want, like, forgive me for not wanting to go and be in a room with the girl you cheated on me with.
Ben, I just don't feel like going tonight.
Just don't. Because why would you voluntarily put yourself in that situation? No. Like, it's not worth
it. And he should understand, like, the good thing is that she's not a single girl anymore. She's moved on. She's with this other boy. So it's fine. But do not force yourself to go see her. I think, if anything, it's better for your mental health to not be there.
So, yeah, me too.
And to, 100%. And to move on.
100%.
And just, I'd rather you not go on that night out, but see her.
Me too.
You know, I think just for your own sanity, you need to not see this girl.
Because, like you said, it's bringing it all back.
Exactly.
And
you don't
how
think
could
about
it
that.
Not? Of course it's going to bring it all back.
Grab your own friends and you go somewhere else.
Yes.
And let your boyfriend go out with her, his friends, whatever. But just don't go where she is. Like, you don't have to see her all the time.
Not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's horrible, just try and ignore her.
Okie dokie. Right, next one. So this is a bestie breakup. This is really sad. So, hey girls. So over the past year or two, me and my best friend have majorly drifted apart. She was this is so sweet.
Oh.
She was basically the Sophia to my Chintia.
Oh. No.
We've been besties literally forever. We'd always plan on being each other's maid of honour at our weddings, aunties for each other's babies.
Oh.
Her family was like my family.
Oh.
But she's changed quite a lot since going to uni, and she now has new friends.
Right.
And posts about another girl she's only known since uni being her best friend.
Fuck that.
Not going to lie, it stings seeing that. Basically, I'm just asking how to get over a friendship breakup. I fully saw her in my life forever, but she's not the girl I used to be best friends with anymore. Unsure where to go from here.
If anything, sometimes this is worse than a natural, real boyfriend heartbreak.
Because I think it's harder to, like, with a ex, I hate you, you idiot.
Yeah,
but with a best friend, it's like, well,
exactly.
I don't hate you.
You're allowed to block the boyfriend, the ex, and just like
forget he
hate
doesn't exist.
Him. And every time you think of him, you think of nasty things so that you don't like feel like you love him anymore. But the thing is, this girl has just moved away and now she's calling another girl a best friend who isn't her best friend.
No.
Who probably doesn't have her best interests at heart.
It could be a new really close friend.
It could be. Okay, let's consider it like that.
Yeah, I think she's just made a new genuine friend at uni.
I think the thing is, it doesn't mean you're any less of her friend.
Yeah.
What was I trying to say? It doesn't mean you're not friends anymore.
Yes, but she's saying they've just majorly drifted.
Right.
It doesn't sound like they're in each other's lives anymore.
Right.
And she basically wants some closure, I think.
Maybe just like FaceTime her. Just FaceTime her. Be like, hi.
Yeah.
How are you? You know, maybe hear about this new girl, you know?
Yeah.
How's Emily? She looks like a great friend.
Would love to meet her.
You know, next maybe I'll come up for your birthday and we can all go out. I'd love to meet her, you know, if you want me there.
It depends, like, if you really want to save this friendship or if you don't.
If you want to save it, then you reach out. You try and be friends with this new friend. Because, look, for all you know, like...
You could get along really well.
Yeah, and when she gets married, like, you might all have to be bridesmaids, you know? So you need to get on with this girl.
Yeah.
So you either reach out, try and be friends with her, and then if you're... But ex-best friend is still be like, oh no, I'd rather you not come. Then it's over.
There's
something wrong with her. But if you don't want to save the friendship, then you've literally...
Cut the ties.
Unfollow her.
Mute. You don't even have to unfollow,
there
just mute her.
Mute her so you don't have to see any of her pictures. You don't have to see this best friend floating about and just move on.
Yeah.
Right?
But it is difficult.
With other friends. It is difficult. It's not nice to see. But I think reach out.
Yeah, me too.
Look, you were best friends with this girl. She's now friends with this other girl. You've got to get along.
Yeah.
You know, surely. And if not, you don't. That's fine. But maybe just try. I think that's the mature thing to do, isn't it?
Baby. Okay, so next we have a bit of a topic, mm-hmm. and we just have this in general. So how to deal with feeling like you're the least wanted slash desired, like, girl in your friendship group.
I think this is the problem with friendship groups, is that...
Yes, me too.
You're clearly all comparing each other to each other, right?
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, maybe one of you's got a boyfriend, maybe two of them haven't got a boyfriend, maybe this one's dating loads and blah, blah, blah.
And like, I think when you're at school, you know, there's like the pretty ones and, oh, there's
who the boys fancy.
The ones, there's always the girl, exactly, the girl who the boys all fancy. And if you're not that, that's going to in turn make you feel insecure. Is there something wrong with me? Why don't the boys like me? It doesn't mean you're not attractive. It just means... I don't know that these
boys are stupid.
Boys are stupid and they just see our face value. They're just seeing, you know, the skinnier girl.
And quite often, like, the girls who are the best ones, you know, the prettiest one, the one that all the boys love and fawn over in secondary school, often that's not how their lives turn out.
Yeah, because the thing is, I genuinely think when you've had it easier at school... All the boys fancied you, and you
had a great friendship group. Yeah. You were so popular.
So popular, and everyone fell at your feet. You go out into the real world thinking, everyone's going to love me. Everyone's going to fall at my feet. Yeah. I'm beautiful. Everyone loves me. I'm popular. Yeah. This is how my life is going to be forever. It's not. The real world is different to school life.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes when you've had it a bit tougher at school and, you know, not everyone fancied you and you questioned, you know, your own beauty and things like that. And you didn't have all this ton of friends.
Yeah.
You know, you go out into the world and it's different. You see it a bit more real.
Because I think
And you come out better.
Yeah.
Because
we've spoke about this before, but like, popularity doesn't exist outside of school.
It doesn't.
Like, when you, on your last day, when you walk out of those school
gates,
you're
all equal.
Like, you're all on the same playing field. Like, it's not like you're in the cafeteria and there's that gorgeous group of girls and there's that group of boys and you're sitting by yourself. Like, that in the real world, that's not happening.
No.
Like, you're all doing your own thing. You've, like, popularity and groups and all that lot. Outside of school, it doesn't exist.
No.
Like, it's not a thing.
Like, in school, when you're doing something different or unordinary, say you wanted to be an actor and everyone's like, oh, that's a bit weird.
And people tease you.
People tease you for it. Like, say you were doing YouTube and they're like, what a weirdo, making fun of your videos. And then, you know, that's just how... I mean, it's never really going to... I think school is like that.
Me too.
When you're doing something out of the ordinary, people pick on you because they want to follow the crowd and they want to be chic.
Actually, I was watching... what's his name?
Yeah. What's his name?
The magician. The bold magician.
Where?
The guy who does all... Darren Brown. Yeah. I was watching a few of his things on Netflix.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, like, at school, like, he was teased, he was bullied for having this, like, incredibly intelligent brain and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he was saying, like, the people who have it hardest at school often end up having the best adult lives.
I agree.
And the people who, like, thrive at school and school's their kingdom, like, they end up having the most regular, boring adult lives.
Oh, my God, it's like the episode of Friends. You know, Chip?
Yes.
Right? So Chip at school, if no one's ever seen Friends, so Chip, when he was at high school, was the most popular, most gorgeous, most good-looking boy.
Yeah.
All the girls fell at his feet. He was stunning. He rode a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He worked at the cinema. He was cool when he was at school, right? And Monica, when she was at school, she wasn't popular. You know, she was insecure. She'd never had a boyfriend. And she'd always be like, oh my God, Chip is gorgeous. Oh my God, look at Chip. One day, I want to date a guy like Chip.
Yeah.
And then now it's their adult lives. They've rekindled. She's like, I need to go on a date with Chip because he reached out, whatever. She's so excited because it's like a childhood dream to go on a date with Chip. Chip turns up. Aww. So they're in their 30s and he's exactly the same. He is like a child. Like, he's ugly now. All he thinks about is still school and, like, the people at school.
The glory days.
The glory days of school. He's still riding his weird motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he's still working at the cinema.
That's like...
When Monica now is thriving.
Thriving.
And she's gorgeous. She's got a great job. She's got an apartment. She's living in the city and she's doing amazing.
That's like 13 going on 30.
Yeah.
Where... So the girl... What's she called?
Rebecca.
Jenna.
Jenna.
So Jenna... She's like, so there was this gorgeous boy, Chris Grandy, yes. at school, like the gorgeous, you know, the prom king, like the gorgeous boy. She gets in a cab when she's like 30, and the cab driver is Chris Grandy, like the high school bomb.
Oh my God.
And he's this like, you know, unattractive, you know, she's like, taxi driver. Yeah. And she's like, wow, like you were the guy, like
Pinnacle.
You were the...
I dreamt about you, like you were gorgeous.
So it just shows that like the people that... Obviously, it's great if you are like the popular girl at school. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it,
like,
because it's enjoy you've that. Got it easy, and I'm happy for you because we didn't have it that easy.
Yeah, like being popular is not a bad thing. Like it means a lot. Like that's a good trait to have. It means you're very likable.
But then it means if you're not popular, then
don't worry. Don't like, think that your whole life is going to be like that because it's not.
Because popularity means nothing.
Yeah,
like it means absolutely nothing.
And in terms of so you're being like the least in the group.
Look, I think when you're at school, worrying about boys and relationships, you need to not worry about it. Now, this is kind of going on to something else, but like, we never associated ourselves really with boys at school. Like,
Seriously. I remember having like a few like boyfriends.
Like, you'd fancy
but
people.
It was not like a 1 month thing, not like a serious
like,
relationship.
You're allowed to fancy people and chit chat to people, whatever. But in terms of being 14, 15 and having
in, like, a
boyfriend. A
serious relationship.
Who's coming around to your house and then it's like, shall we have sex? Like, at 14, 15, that, I think you don't need that.
I don't think you need that.
And I think, honestly, do not worry about boys until you're, like, at least 18. Like, and don't even worry about them.
Because we had a lot of questions like, oh, you know, I'm 15 and all my friends are starting to have sex and get boyfriends.
Or
even am I really behind?
Or even like, I'm 18 and I really want a boyfriend. But 18 is so young.
So
I know
young.
We're only like 21 or 20.
But 18 is so young. And we are still so young. We're still not saying we're old.
Like, we don't need boyfriends either.
Yeah.
Like, if we didn't have boyfriends, I'm sure we'd be fine and just chilling, but like the right person will come.
Yeah. So I think, especially when you're at school, like my only advice would be like, don't obsess over boys and if boys fancy you or not, because...
And if a boy doesn't fancy you, it's not the end of the world. Cool.
Who cares?
You don't have good taste then, do you?
Yeah.
Because
like,
I'm amazing.
It doesn't matter.
No.
And I think... Like, when you're that age, like 14, 15, 16, like, relationships shouldn't really be your priority.
No. I think there are more important things.
Should be, like, you're at school, your education, your friends.
Yeah,
like,
just having fun and not taking it too seriously. Because the moment you start thinking about boys and having boyfriends, it gets really serious. And it's, like, serious shit.
Like, and, like, you've got your whole life to, like, have boyfriends and meet people.
Like, you've got your whole life to worry about boys.
Like, you don't need to start that journey when you're literally 14. Like,
no.
I think it's my advice would be that it's too young, and you just obviously, like, some 14 year olds are really mature and blah blah blah. But just for advice, I would be like, that is something that you don't need to worry about.
Agree.
Like, I couldn't imagine having boyfriend stresses whilst also being at school.
Oh my God. I
don't think it's worth it. So,
imagine having a whole other
feel
human
pressured,
to worry about.
Don't feel pressured to be like, oh, I'm the only girl in my group that's single, not got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, most people that age are just getting in relationships just to try and be cool.
And just because...
And be like, yeah, I've got a boyfriend. I'm mature.
But
I'm super old.
They probably don't even like him.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't even like her.
Exactly.
You know, it's just all for face. It's like, it's always at school, like the most good-looking boy and the most good-looking girl get together. It's not real.
No.
Just because they both know they're popular.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you know.
The boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, well, since we're both popular, it's like the head cheerleader game with the head jock.
Yeah.
It's like, it's phony and it's not real life.
Yeah.
So don't stress too much about that. Don't stress about it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, should we do the one about the pill? Now we're going to talk about the pill. And so, okay, listen to this.
Hi.
Hi. Some of my friends are now on the pill. I know this may sound like I want to go on it just because they are, but me and my boyfriend do have sex and I don't want to get pregnant. Plus my skin is awful and the pill might help get rid of some of my acne and I get really bad periods. I have thought about going on the pill and have done a lot of research and have convinced myself that this is what I want. The only problem is I'm 17 and I don't know how to ask my mum. I really get on with my mum. I don't know how to ask her without it being awkward. And I definitely want to tell her as it would feel wrong to not tell her. So what I'm asking is, how do I ask my mum if I can go on the pill without it being awkward?
It's going to be awkward. There is no way that it's not awkward.
Because the thing is,
you're saying, mum, I want to have sex. Like, how is that not awkward?
It's a disgusting conversation.
It's going to be so awkward.
But the thing is,
it can't not be awkward.
Look, you're mature. You're already having sex with your boyfriend, right?
You need to
be
safe.
You need to be safe. Like, you've not said you're using...
Protection.
Oh my God, you're having unprotected sex. You've not said you're using condoms or anything.
Be protected.
So you actually do need to go on the pill, and chances are it will help your skin and it will regulate your periods. So it's actually, my sister went on it firstly to just regulate her periods.
Yes.
Because she had really bad, heavy periods that would come and go. Like sometimes she'd have two periods in a month and like.
Just irregular.
Just irregular. And then having a pill just regulates them and it does make it easy.
There's so many different types of pills for a start.
But there is
the one that sort of helps regulate it is because you take like a pack of pills and at the end of the pack you have your period.
So you take the pack of pills for a month.
For a month, yeah. So you know, like you know when your period, when you're going to have your period.
You can plan around it. So when I went to Bali, I didn't want to get a period while I was in Bali.
So you could plan to go away when you're on your pack.
So what you do is, what I do, you can do this. It's not ideal, but I had my pack, came to the end of my pack. I was like, oh God, my period's going to come. Oh. I've got to be in a bikini tomorrow. I can't have my period. So you can double your packs up.
Yeah.
So I went back to back on the pack. So then my period came when I got back from holiday.
Yes.
It's a nice way to know when it's coming and you can plan around it.
Yeah.
But you do have to make sure you're taking it every day.
And you need to, I think before you, obviously you need to go to a GP and you go to your doctor.
You do because need to go to a GP.
There's so many, I feel like it's like, yeah, go on the pill, but there's so many different, the pill might not work for you.
We've been
and
looking.
And there's so many different options that you can do.
Yes.
And also like, yeah, people say the pill, acne, whatever, but it's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed
the pill's going to help you with acne.
It just regulates your hormones, but it's not necessarily going to
clear your skin. But like there are separate medications you can get for severe acne.
Severe acne.
Because like, my brother had those.
Don't think it's going to be like a wonder pill.
No.
And don't just take it for the sake of it.
No. Because at the end of the day, like the pill is like makes your body believe that you're pregnant.
Yes. That's why you don't get a period.
Well, and you don't get pregnant, but there's always a chance.
Oh, yeah.
But so that's what I'm saying. Like, don't want it for the sake of it because it's not the best thing for your body to be on.
No.
Like, you're putting hormones in your body. Like, it's not,
because
I've
heard horror stories that when you come off the pill.
Yeah. Like, it's not all rainbows and sunshine.
No.
Like, only go on it if it's best suited and you need to
but
go on it.
I think if you're a woman and you're having sex,
You need to be protected.
I think you need to be protected in some sort of way. I think the pill is a very easy way.
Yeah.
We've had no problems with it.
We haven't.
Our skin's fine. It's not made us gain weight or like we're not like having huge side effects.
Some people do.
But we were lucky that the first pill we tried
worked.
But
you can get implants, you can get coils. Like the pill's not like, the implant's just in your arm and that's it. You don't have to do anything. It's just in there.
It's just in there.
So sometimes that could be easier. It totally depends.
Like my sister, the one that me and Sophia used didn't work for her.
Yeah.
So she had to try another one.
Yeah.
Didn't work for her. She's on a different one now that's completely different. So you've just got to go to your doctor and he will give you different ones. But in terms of talking to your mum.
Also, lastly, I think what you should do is go to the nurse. Because I made, like, me and Chintzy had very different experiences.
Yes.
Like, I made an appointment at my doctor's for an appointment with the nurse. We went together.
Yeah.
And she
went alone together.
She gave me all these leaflets and all these options. Like, she really spoke to me about all the different
options.
And she
spoke, like, about sex, and she really...
And it wasn't awkward because it was a nurse, you know?
Yeah, she was like a nurse.
And she really explained, like, about taking two packets back to back and how you can do that but not make it a regular thing, and all are just about how to do it and to take it at the same time every day and blah, blah,
The good job is I was sat there, so I actually heard it.
Yeah.
Because then when it came to me, I went to my doctor, an old man.
He went with my mum.
We sat there and I was like, yeah, I think I just like to go on the pill. And he was like, all right.
Just prescribed it.
Literally went on his computer, click, 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 prescribed it me. All he did, he did take my blood pressure.
Yes.
But he didn't weigh me or anything.
I got weighed, I got my blood pressure. And then, which is actually why I think you need to go to the nurse, because then 6 months later, she invited me back to get weighed again, to get my blood pressure taken, to make sure pill, because for some people it can cause blood issues, like clotting and all things like that. Yeah. So I had a second appointment to make sure my body was dealing with it okay. Yeah. So that's something that I recommend you should do also.
So when you call up your doctors and you're wanting to get prescribed, request a female doctor or a female nurse.
Yeah.
And I think that would probably be the best way.
I mean, a male nurse too, but if you're more comfortable with a female, then do a female.
Yeah, if you're more comfortable, if you're going alone, if you're 18 or whatever. But in terms of telling your mum, she's your mum, right? She knows you're 17. She knows you've got a boyfriend. She knows sex.
She's not stupid.
She's not fucking stupid.
She
probably had sex when she was 13, to be honest. She knows.
She's waiting for the day.
To be honest, she's probably thinking about how she's going to bring it up with you.
Yeah.
Because she's probably going to want to talk to you and be like, do you need some protection?
Yes.
Because she's not stupid. Look,
and also, like, she doesn't want you to be having unprotected sex.
She does not want you to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So
she wants you to be. So she's going to be quite happy that you're like, hi, mum.
I'd like to go on the pill. It's very adult of you, and she's going to really respect you for that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you said all your friends are on it. So to be honest,
use that as your way in.
Honestly, use that as your way in. And to be honest, they're. Mums have probably talked to
your mums.
Honestly, I bet you one of their mums has called your mum or seen her and be like, Emily's on the pill. Oh shit, I should probably get Emma on that.
Yes.
Honestly, I promise you they probably had a conversation.
I totally agree.
Just be in the kitchen. Don't even sit her down. Just be like, mum, I think I need to go on the pill, you know?
Yeah.
Casual.
That's it.
It's not a big deal. Most women are on the pill or have some sort of contraception.
Yeah.
Like, it's necessary. You know, I know... a girl, her mum put her on it when she was 16 to regulate her periods and in case she was ever raped.
Yes.
God forbid. But just in case she was protected from, you know,
or
serious...
Or just in case something just happened.
Or just in case you went to a party and you had sex. You know, just as a precaution, you know? So just be like, mum, I think I need to go on the pill. Why don't you just sell it as be like, look, Emma's on the pill.
I think I need to go on
it as well. My periods are really heavy. I think I need them regulated. That's the main reason I'm going on the pill. It's not because I'm having sex with Bobby. It's not because of that.
That's not my reason.
It's not because of that. I'm not having sex yet, but I think I need my periods regulated.
But
to let you know, though, if you are going on the pill and you're wanting to have sex, it doesn't start working until a week.
After.
You have to have been taking it for a week until it activates
works
in your
but
uterus.
That's why you need to go to the nurse and have all this explained.
Yeah, because she'll tell you.
But also, like, read the leaflet it comes with.
Read
it comes
the leaflet.
With all the things inside the packet.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's get into another dilemma. So, I'm 24 years old, turning 25 next month.
Hello.
I currently work full-time in a school, which is a job I kind of fell into after leaving college.
Right.
I didn't particularly want to do this originally, but it has become convenient, keeps me financially stable, and I've been there for around 5 years.
Right.
I just can't help thinking this isn't what I'm passionate about, and I can't see myself doing it for another 5 years or even a lifetime. I'm also a qualified makeup artist and do this part-time, and when I can, I feel like this is my passion.
Yeah.
But I feel so stuck, like I can't quit my job to do makeup as I won't be financially better off.
Right.
I'm also very into YouTube and my Instagram content and have previously started a channel but not being consistent with it.
Okay, amazing.
Can't help but think I need to have my life together at the age that I am. I don't know what to do.
Right. The good thing is that you are financially stable and you know what your passion is.
Yes.
Right?
Let's make this simple.
We're making this simple. Okay? Because you could be in your job and be like, I'm happy in my job, but I don't know what else I want to do.
Yeah.
You know what else you want to do. What you have to do is just work hard at that dream.
Yeah.
Keep trying to book clients in.
What you could do is, if this were me, right, and I had this 9 to 5 Monday to Friday job that I wasn't enjoying but love makeup artists, I would book my weekends up with build up a great portfolio, be me active too. On your Instagram, get people to tag you, makeup.
Make your Instagram look so professional, turn it into a business account, put in your bio, you know, WhatsApp me, DM me for appointments, I'm available here.
And then maybe like once your weekends are full, then say to work, can I, you know, reduce my contract? So maybe you're now
part-time.
So maybe you're working 3 days a week. So now you have 2 more days in the week. And just, this is what I did with like YouTube.
Yes.
When we were doing like YouTube, I was still working at Jack Wills. I was sort of like, so before I would work at Jack Wills like full-time. Yeah. Then we started YouTube. And then as the YouTube grew, I just lessened my hours at Jack Wills. And then eventually, after a long period of time, I would go from, I was on like a 4-hour contract. Yeah. I was only doing 4 hours a week.
That's,
and then I quit.
So you have to do
it slowly. So then go to part-time, do 3 days a week or four days a week. So you've got more time to do your clients. Keep going with your clients.
Yes.
And then do 2 days a week. Keep going with your clients. Maybe do 1 day a week. Keep going with your clients. And then eventually, I mean, hopefully, your job allows you to do that.
Well, yeah, because I was on a 0-hour contract, so I could pick and choose when I worked.
Yeah.
So I could be like, okay, this week, could I...
But she works full-time in a school.
In a school. It's different, isn't it? It's not a shop.
It's not a shop.
Look, I think you've got to manifest it.
Yeah.
Try and do that. Fill your weekends up. Make this Instagram look amazing with all your pictures of your clients.
Yeah.
Practice on your sister. Practice on yourself.
Yeah.
Get your work out there. Do some YouTube tutorials. Maybe try and do a video once a week if you can. Push it. Try.
Yeah.
Do all your friends' makeup.
For their nights out.
Get little business cards made. Get them passed around.
Get them passed around to the mums at school.
Literally, give them out to the teachers at school.
Yeah.
And I think you can have a little booming business.
Yeah, like, me too. Even if it's just like a really fun thing that you do on the side.
Yes.
Like,
and
you
then,
know.
You know, it might take like 2 years.
Yeah.
To be, honestly, I'm not going to say it's going to take overnight. It might take 3 years to be able to, do you know what? I can actually finally
quit my job. Yeah.
You know, because you need to build up that reputation and you've got to build a business, really.
Yes. So it's not going to happen overnight.
But it's not impossible. And if you work hard, you can do it.
And since this is your passion, I think you won't struggle to stick with it.
You've got to go
for it.
Existential boyfriend/best friend crisis.
What a
word. Did I say that word right? I did.
Existential. What a word.
Existential. Okay. Hi, girls. I really need your help. I get along
We're here to help you.
We're here to give our mediocre advice, okay? Disclaimer.
Is our advice any good? Sometimes I think we're just chatting absolutely rubbish.
Me too, but then I know, because we are just normal girls. Like,
we're just normal girls.
Like, if Sophia had this dilemma, that's how I'd respond.
Exactly.
Like, we are not trained professionals.
Professionals.
We should probably disclose that at the beginning.
I feel like we do sometimes give quite good advice.
Honestly.
Like, I've had friends which have said, I come to you for advice.
Yes.
You're good at advice.
Yeah.
So I feel like we
And I feel like we bounce off each other when we're giving advice.
Yes.
Like, if I had my own problem and I was thinking about it on my own, I'd probably be a bit too one-sided.
Yes. And also, I think, like, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Something about discussing it that helps. So when you guys email in, maybe you don't want to talk about it with your real people,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that we can discuss it here anyway.
Yeah. Because sometimes you're afraid that the people you talk about it to are going to judge you or like make assumptions. Like, sometimes it's harder to talk to the people that you care about.
Exactly. Whereas we're just like, just seeing this
strangers.
We're just seeing a face value. We're taking the facts and we're making a conclusion here.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I really need your help. I get along with my best friend really well and love her very much. We have been best friends since year 7 and I can't imagine my life without her. When I first started going out with my boyfriend 1.5 years ago, I was really keen for them to get along and become friends. However, I think it's gone a bit too far. Oh my God. They text on Snapchat every day, even when
crazy.
Oh my God. Even when I'm with my boyfriend, they even made it to each other's best friends on Snapchat and had the best friend heart emoji on Snapchat for quite a while.
Crazy.
A weird thing to be mad about, but I know still. No, I understand that completely.
That is weird.
It's strange.
I'd be like,
Is, there's two ways you can... Anyway, let's keep going. Let's just keep going. At parties slash nights out, they will spend a lot of time together too, which makes me uncomfortable, especially when I'm there looking my best and he's still preoccupied talking to her.
What the hell?
I do make subtle digs to my boyfriend whenever they are best friends on Snapchat, but I don't think he really notices it. None of my other friends are this close with him and I'm not that close with any of his friends, to be truthful. It makes me quite uncomfortable. I'm not blind to the situation. I know she likes him. Oh. Likes him, in brackets.
Oh. Okay, hang on.
You need to keep her fucking away from him then.
Let's keep going. Is that it?
Oh. No, it's nothing more. However, I also know she'd never go there with him. I should hope so. I also know he's very friendly with everyone and doesn't see that what he's doing is actually getting to me. Yeah, like we said, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Mm, yeah. So basically, you keep going.
I don't know what to say to them. If anything, it doesn't help that some of my other friends have noticed their relationship and have told me how strange they find it. So the good thing is it's not just you finding it weird, okay?
So you've wanted your best friend and your boyfriend to bond, but
they've
gone too much to the point where...
I don't want to cause an argument with my boyfriend, but I also don't want my best friend to think I don't trust her. Please help.
Jesus Christ.
I mean...
That's a difficult one because
the thing is, I would say, like, chill out. You're probably overthinking. Mm. But the fact that other people have been like, it's a bit fucking weird.
Yeah.
They're a bit close, aren't they?
Yes.
That makes me think that they are too close. And it's making you uncomfortable.
It's difficult because it's almost like you want what you can't have. Like, I imagine if those two hated each other, you'd be like, I've got such a dilemma. My best friend and my boyfriend, I wish they could just get along. They hate each other. I want them to. So it's almost like you've got what a lot of people want. A lot of people's boyfriends and best friends don't get along.
Exactly.
And your best friend and your boyfriend have got a great relationship, but it's almost too good.
I mean, the thing is, right, they're texting on Snapchat every day and they're each, when the heart's there, that means that, like, his best friend is her and her best friend is him.
What the hell?
That's a bit much, right?
Well, but the thing is, what are they talking about? What have they got to talk about that much?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like, your best friend getting along with your boyfriend just sort of means that, like, when you're... So say Cinzia, when Cinzia's with her boyfriend and I showed up, I'd be like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
We can all hang out. Not me and Cinzia's boyfriend having our own relationship.
In like a weird, secret kind of weird way. Like,
yeah.
Like you're saying you're on a night out, you're looking your best, but he's preoccupied with her.
Like, why aren't you all together?
Like, yeah, like, why aren't you sharing?
Why aren't you with the boyfriend and the best friend just coming in and out?
Yeah. And the fact that, like, they can chit-chat, yeah.
Have
each other's numbers, text, you know, but the everyday thing.
I would just find it, I don't know.
It's odd and it's not normal.
Like, if me and your boyfriend text, I'd be like, what have we got to talk about? Like, what are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
Maybe, I want to get Cinzia a surprise present.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
But, like, every day.
Exactly.
What have we got to talk about?
What I don't like is that you know that she likes him.
That's a red flag. I didn't know it was going down that road.
I didn't know it was going down that road. I thought it was just their friends. And the thing is, she's not stupid. I know you want to trust her, but I know you say that she's never going to go there, but you don't know that. It sounds like, right, this is what I think you should do. You don't talk to your boyfriend, you talk to her.
Yeah.
She's your best friend. Be like, look, I know you're really close to Ben. I love it. It's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm so glad you get on. But I know
you've
got to be honest. Be like, I know you like him.
Yeah.
Be like, babe, I know you like him.
Yeah.
So can you just back off a bit?
Yeah. Maybe just say that you feel like she's almost taking him away from you a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it's your boyfriend.
It's your boyfriend, not her boyfriend. Like, she doesn't need to have... Yeah, it's great they can get along, but this whole, you know, huge relate... Because then it's almost like if you and him broke up, she'd still be friends with him for what it sounds like.
That's going to be weird times there.
That's a bit too far. Like, your best friend should be the priority, and it'll be like, oh, well, we hate him now. You know, if my best friend hates you, I hate you.
She should always be on your side.
Yeah.
Like, but it sounds like she's getting closer to him than she is, you know,
to you. Almost, yeah. It sounds like you're the best friend and those two are in the relationship.
I think you need to not bring your boyfriend into this yet. I think you need to talk to your best friend privately.
Maybe just say, like,
and you need to be honest.
Back off a bit. Just, like, I love the relationship that you have, but could you just back off a bit?
Just say just be honest. How you were honest with us, it's making you feel uncomfortable. And just, you've got to be honest. And then hopefully
she responds well to that.
And if she gets defensive and weird, then she's not your best friend, because she should be like, oh my God, I didn't even realise I was making you feel this way.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
I thought it was great that me and Ben
I
had this relationship.
I thought this is what you wanted.
Yeah. You've got to be honest, and she will understand. And if she's like, well, I'm in love with Ben.
Yeah.
Then you've got yourself a big
issue.
Well,
I'm his friend now. You can't take him away from me. Like, that's when it's
you
like too far.
You can't tell me if I'm not allowed to be friends. Like, you're allowed to be friends with him, babe. But the way...
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
No. I think she needs to get her own boyfriend and then she'll back off, to be honest.
Me too.
Maybe she's just trying to cling on.
I think she's getting a bit obsessed with, like, boy company and, like, boy interaction.
I mean, has he got a friend he can introduce her to? I think that would be really beneficial.
Why don't even you sort of say to her, like, so, like, who do you fancy? Yeah. I really want to set you up with someone.
But, you know, if she's like, I don't really fancy anyone at the moment, not really interested, then, you know, she fucking is in love with him, you know.
Unless there maybe is no one, but...
But
maybe go down that route. Like, we need to go on a double date. Like, let's find you someone. Like, what about one of Ben's friends?
Yeah,
like, who do you like the most?
Double date.
Go down that route. And then maybe if she's... Because she might be like, okay, I actually really fancy someone called Josh. Like,
help
me.
There you go. And then you could just chill out and be like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah. So if that doesn't work, then maybe like a week later, 2 weeks later, be like, look, this is going
too far. But you definitely need if it continues, definitely this conversation.
Yeah. Okay, last one.
Yeah.
Okay, so lately I've been kind of upset about not having a boyfriend.
Okay.
I was wondering if you guys have any tips for staying positive when you feel like you're missing out on relationships. And how do you guys manage to stay focused on yourselves and improving yourselves when you don't have a boyfriend?
Okay.
I know I shouldn't really be upset about not having a boyfriend, but it's just hard when I'm constantly seeing Instagram posts of cute couples everywhere.
Yes.
Love you girls so much. Love you too. Wow, she's from California.
Wow, California.
California.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
We're international love.
Gosh.
Wait, what's that song, International Love?
This international love. Oh. Chris
amazing.
Brown.
Amazing.
Did you hear that in my voice?
It's International Love.
Yeah. I used to love that song.
Me too, actually. Oh my God.
This international love. Chris Brown and Pitbull, is it?
I think it is, yeah. Oh, what the wall?
I'm going to download that.
I used to listen to that.
Okay, so this is the problem what I think a lot of girls have, and we can be included in this sometimes, that I think that... You feel like girls feel like to be complete and to feel their best.
Yes. You
like,
need a boyfriend.
I should have a boyfriend. Like, but I want a boyfriend. Like, a boyfriend is going to complete me. A boyfriend's going to fix all my problems. A boyfriend's going to make me feel so much better.
A boyfriend's going to make me feel beautiful and make me feel better about myself.
Like, that is not the case.
When really, yes, your boyfriend will call you beautiful and tell you how much he fancies you. But until you're happy with yourself in yourself, you're never going to love yourself. So, this boyfriend will come along and make you feel great and love you, but you're still going to have your own insecurities.
They're not going to go away.
No. First of all, I think it's fantastic that you're single. I think being single can be
a really healthy, good
growth for you.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you want a boyfriend. Yes, you know how special it would be to have cuddles and kisses and share this companionship, but it's going to come when it comes.
Yeah.
Right?
He's 100%
gonna float in. Like, you know, you're waiting for him. Don't go looking.
Don't go looking.
I mean, some people have found their husbands on Tinder, but I generally think do not go out there being like, I need a boyfriend. I'm going to find one.
Within
2 months, I'm going to have a boyfriend.
I think that's when you sort of end up with someone out of being desperate and just wanting someone, no matter who it is, boyfriend.
And almost forcing yourself to like love him. So I think...
And it's almost like everyone wants what they can't have. Like, I bet you see a lot of your friends who are in relationships, but I bet they have their times where it's like, oh, I kind of wish I was single like Becky.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's having such a good time. Like, oh, she's
Becky. Like, how old is she? Does she say?
She doesn't say how old she is.
Like, I'm sure you're still young. Like,
yeah. So I think a lot of the time, like, everyone wants what they can't have. Like, when you're single, you want to be in a relationship. You might be in a relationship and like, oh, I kind of miss being single.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Blah, blah, blah. I was so crazy. Blah, blah, blah.
I think you've just got to embrace...
Enjoy where where you're at
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Embrace the time of your life. Yeah. You're single. You might be single for another 6 months. You might be single for another 2 months. You don't know.
Another week.
Another week. You could meet someone tomorrow and be like, yeah. oh my God, this is what I've been waiting for. Or it could be another 3 years.
Yeah.
You've just got to embrace it and be happy within yourself. You know, focus on your career, focus on your health and your well-being.
Yeah.
And
that's why I think like really take advantage of this time alone.
Where you don't have to think about someone else. Because the moment you get a boyfriend, you are thinking about them every day.
Yeah.
And you're making sure they're okay as well.
Like, enjoy this time of just having just yourself. Like, this is the ultimate time to, like...
Be selfish.
Yeah. Like, do what you want. Like, really focus
Travel.
On, like, your passions. If that's, like, getting in amazing shape or just traveling the world.
Yeah,
like,
because think of all those situations we had before. They've got boyfriends that want to go to Australia.
Yeah.
But they have the time. You don't have any ties. You can make your own mind up. You can do what you want.
This is the time.
Just embrace it. Do what you want. Go free. Yeah. And I think it's beautiful.
I feel like a lot of people also will be envious of your position.
Yeah. Because like, you're gonna be going off focusing on yourself.
You know?
You can focus on your friends, your family, building those relationships and loving yourself. And then, boom, Justin's going to walk through the door and he's going to sweep you off your feet. But you're already going to be so put together
and loving for yourself.
In love with yourself that it's just perfect. So I know it's hard when you're like watching films and love moving. Like, oh my God.
I want that.
I want to be in love like on The Notebook.
But that will happen.
Yeah, 100%.
It's, you know, there's all these things. There's this quote where it's like, what if what you are going through is preparing you for what you asked for?
There you go.
And that's what it is. That relates to anything. Like, if you're going through a really hard time right now, chances are...
It's teaching you a lesson.
This is preparing you for what you wished for all that time ago.
And then within a year, you're going to look back and think, oh my God, if that had never happened, I'd never have learnt this to do this, or I'd never got there because from this, I met this person who did introduce me to this and...
Exactly.
You know, life happens in its own timings and everything will work out. So
I'm excited for you.
Me too. Embrace it
100%.
The thing is, you can't, like, do not look back to the past when you had a boyfriend. Do not look forward to when you're going to have a boyfriend.
And don't look at other people, because chances are it's not what it seems. Like, we know plenty of relationships on Instagram that look amazing and they get these beautiful pictures.
But then behind the scenes.
But really, they're having domestics. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
So... don't be fooled by that, okay? Just like you don't be fooled by just anything on Instagram,
really. It's like, they're showing their highlight reel. They're showing the moment when they're kissing and it's all loving.
Yeah, but it's like they could have just argued like five minutes before
or
that.
Or they could have had a massive argument after and they could be broken up now, you know? So
don't compare yourself to
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so, feeling quite refreshed. So we're going to end on the quote of the episode. Okay, this is really sweet. So this says, surround yourself with people who push you to be your best self.
Yes.
And I think this is important because the people around you can really influence the path that you go down.
Oh my God, what's the quote?
Especially for like girls going into like secondary school or sixth form or a new job, going into new workplaces, like who you surround yourself with
can really impact. Like, say you were in a group of six, five of them smoke.
Yeah.
Why don't you smoke, Becky? Becky, why don't you smoke? Well, give it a go. It's delicious. Oh my God, it's
so good.
Chances are you'll then be smoking. But if you were with the other friendship group who don't smoke, you wouldn't be smoking.
Yeah.
Like, you really are a character of who you surround yourself with.
You really are.
So you really have to pick and choose. And if someone is toxic and is not making their best decisions and is infiltrating that into your space, you need to get out.
I saw this person once. Well, it was like this businessman.
Yeah.
And he was like, at my meetings, I strive to be the dumbest person in the room.
Whoa.
Like, at his meetings, he wants everyone
to be better than him.
Yeah. So he can aspire.
And
is that the right word?
Yeah.
To be like, I want to be like that guy at the top.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to be at the bottom so he can be surrounded by all these more intelligent
people who can help lift him
and just constantly being taught.
Constantly being improved.
Yeah.
That's what, like, if you want to get better, you need to be inspired and fill your mind with, you know, you know,
positivity,
the positivity and yeah. knowledge, and the people who are striving for that also.
But it's true, because that seems to be what you see. Like yeah. similar people of friends are all on a similar sort of wavelength, yeah. doing similar sort of things.
Like me and Sophia,
like good or bad,
we always wanted more. Like at school, yeah. we're like, oh my God, we're going
to
move.
We want to live in California. We're going to move to LA when we're 18,
fresh
out of school.
And then we were like, we want a business. We want our own magazine.
Yeah, like wanted our own clothing shop.
And all our other friends were like, what the fuck?
That is so weird.
Why do you want your own shop? Do you think you're really going to be able to do that one day?
Yeah, actually.
I feel like we might actually be able to do that. Because me and Sophia were always on the same mindset. We always wanted more.
Yeah.
I feel like we've got ourselves more.
100%.
And they always thought we were weird.
Yeah.
So
that's what
we're
I'm
weird.
Saying. Like, it shows. Like, whereas if I'd have been by myself and that friend, I would have been like, oh, maybe I am reaching too high.
Maybe I shouldn't be thinking like this.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Oh my God, literally.
Like, oh, maybe I'm shooting too far here. Like,
literally.
Oh, let me get back to reality.
Yeah, but you've got to dream. You've got to think big, because shit
100%.
Happens. And it shows, because we've been able to.
We're Kim Kardashian superstars.
I am J-Lo. I have conquered the world.
I'm Beyonce.
My husband is a multi-billionaire. Literally, I'm Jennifer.
It does show.
It does show, because, you know, thank God we had each other to be able to fucking dream big.
Yeah.
Because no one else was dreaming big.
So that's what you need to do. Surround yourself with people who are dreaming big and who are, you know...
But at least supporting your ideas and not shutting you down, because everyone else would shut us down.
Yeah.
Even teachers.
Yeah. Thought we were strange.
Why aren't you playing CUNY?
Why aren't you playing CUNY? I don't think YouTube's going to work.
I don't.
Really? I think it's going to work.
Really? Well, I believe in myself.
Yeah.
You know, you've just got to... Yeah, it totally shows the people you surround yourself with.
100%.
Because if I was best friends with Jennifer, you know, God knows where I'd be.
Yeah, you never know.
So there,
but
take what you will from
like
that.
On like... people go down dark paths because they get in with the wrong crowd. And that shows.
Well, most of the stories are, it's like, all these friends did drugs. I just got into it and now I'm, you know, heroin, blah, blah,
we
blah.
We know a friend, actually.
Who?
That ended up doing drugs because
had
of these
people.
Had to cut
these friends out.
Because of these people that he got himself surrounded with, and it took him down a dark path.
And he knew he was going down a dark path.
Yeah.
But he newsflashed and got himself out of there.
And cut him out.
But before he knew, he would have been had to hang around with this drug dealer, God forbid.
Yeah, oh my God.
God, do you remember that fucking man?
Yeah, I do.
The scary man. Oh, we have actually heard of some scary situations, but you've got, like, you've always got to keep your eyes open and know what's going on and who you're surrounding yourself
100%.
With.
100%. So before we get too deep, thank you very much for listening to today's episode.
Please,
I hope you enjoyed
do
it.
Subscribe.
Please subscribe. Please leave us
really
a review. We'd love to know if you're enjoying this podcast.
Yeah, because
we're nearly at the end.
We've got two episodes to go.
Two episodes. Because we need some help now. We need some help about whether to do, like, what to do for season two.
Yeah, like do you want us to switch it? DM us on, like, the Girls Bathroom or Instagram app. Shall we switch it up?
Leave us a review
as well. Do something different or something. Is there a new idea that you think we could do? Or do you want to just keep going?
With the girl talk, boy talk.
Maybe we could, like, maybe every few episodes, it's something different.
An interview.
Yeah, it's genuinely the same shit. But do you want guests?
Yes.
Like, but cool,
please let
good
us know.
Guests who you're interested in. I don't want any shit guests. Sorry.
Yeah, me neither.
But like, we
let
want,
us know.
Like,
we want some. We want your, because we're making this for you guys. We're loving it, and we think you guys are quite enjoying it as well.
From the
feedback.
I mean, we hope so.
So we want to really keep going with it, but we want to create things that you guys want.
There will
want.
Be a season two.
100%.
So you tell us what you want.
What you want? A different layout,
a style. I don't fucking know. You're more creative than us. So.
You can help us. So follow us on The Girls Bathroom on Instagram.
And you can always email hello@thegirlsbathroom. We're always checking that email.
With
so
any dilemmas or topics.
In.
Everyone's always kept anonymous.
And you could even email your ideas to that, to be honest.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
DM us, whatever you feel
whatever
free.
You want to do.
Comment on YouTube. We don't care.
We don't care.
As long as you get in touch, you get in touch.
Oh my God. Chinzy's microphone just broke.
Oh my God, I've just broke the microphone. It's now hanging off on a thread. Wow.
On that note, thank you very much for listening. We love you lots. And we will see you next Wednesday.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.